Madam Chairperson, thank you for convening this conference. This conference provides an opportunity to engage and exchange views on the way forward for peace between Palestine and Israel. Madam Chairperson, there have been many initiatives to resolve the conflict between Palestine and Israel. Despite these, peace between Palestine and Israel remains elusive and the prospects for peace becoming dimmer. In our view, the prospect becoming dimmer is attributed to the occupying power being allowed to act with impunity. Impunity allows the occupying power to be confident and secure that no action will be taken against them. It allows them to continue illegal settlements, expand its occupation, and disregard the rights of the Palestinian people. All these actions threaten the prospect of a two-state solution. All parties must respect and adhere to international law. International law exists to guide the conduct of states and to ensure that states are accountable for their actions. It is universal and it cannot be invoked nor adhered to selectively. Madam Chairperson, my delegation welcomes efforts to revive the stalled Middle East peace process. We look forward to the Quartet's report to review the situation on the ground, to identify the threats to a two-state solution, and to provide recommendations on how to advance peace. We commend France on its initiative to convene an international conference on Palestine before the end of the year. We remain hopeful that the conference would provide some impetus to revive the peace process and bring the two sides together to resume negotiations to end the conflict. We applaud the work of the Committee on the Exercise of Inalienable Rights of the Palestinian People in convening conferences such as this one. The wide range of participants provides a broad spectrum for discussion and views which could be useful to the efforts of finding peace. Madam Chairperson, the conflict has lasted for far too long. Generations of Palestinians have only known of life under oppression, of life where dignity is robbed and basic human rights denied. This should not be the case. The people of Palestine have the right to self-determination, a self-determination without external interference, with national independence and with sovereignty, as reflected in General Assembly Resolution 3236 on the question of Palestine. The international community must come together and work towards creating an environment conducive to achieving a fair and long-lasting peace between Palestine and Israel based on the principles of international law and relevant United Nations resolutions. I thank you.